All right, Agud Avach. We're up to Reis HaMagdala, the end of Siv Dalet. It's really my move. I'm going to start a whole, like sort of a different Indian tonight, which is Siv Hey, but just to finish up Siv Dalet, the last two lines of Siv Dalet, the Ramah, it says like this, with the going with the Biagros Yud Gimel is, it says, V'chein kol Adam, and so to any person, Sho'is im chaveru pu'ula aitoiva, he does for his friend any a job, or yitayva, or a chesed for him, la yucha laima, his friend can't say afterwards, I don't want to pay you. Why? Because b'china masisi imadi, hova leitzi visiv, must be you did it for free, since I didn't command you to do it. Ela tarklit and leskari, you have to pay him for his job. It's learned out, it's learned out from, you see, by every yurid like that, every yurid, every atzolah, what happens? The guy saves his, or plants his tree in his field, and later on, he munds him, but he munds him later on, and we don't find that the halach is it. The Baal could say, oh, you must have did it for free because you didn't ask me beforehand. Then that's the thing. If a guy does a pool of taiva for you, you got to pay him, even if he wasn't commanded to do that. We don't assume that there was a built-in mechila that he's doing it for free. Correct, yeah. You have all the halachas are yerid, but what we're just trying to focus on, the guy does someone the taiva, he can't tell him later on, that must be you did it for free. You didn't do it for free. Now you want to know. Okay, so I have to pay you. I'd rather not pay you, so I'll tell you toil. The marshal, by mavriachari, I don't have to pay you at all. If you stam, save me from a hefzid, you have to go through rishonim, different sheetahs, but if it's a minias a hefzid, that's considered mevriachari. I don't have to pay it. But if you do me a kumva, I say a toiva, look in the nesivis, sivkotin zayin, a small nesivis, hainu sheshbichoi, that you benefited me. It's not just you a menea revak, you actually, kumva, I say benefited me. Kagoin, what's the case? Sha'amaloi echoili me, eat with me, oidari me, or live with me, chayv l'shalim. V'cheinu be'edi b'ram pek sh'nei dayonim, aval kishamatzilu min ahezek, if you only save the person from ahezek, dinoi kemavri achari, as a dinoi like a mavri achari, u'ba'asho v'saveida, yeah. Sorry? V'chein means, just like we were saying till now, we talked about a guy being matzel and doing whatever it is, and he can't tie it that he did it for free, right? Even have it in the middle, right, to the case where he saved himself and he saved to get out of prison. He tried to save both himself and his friend. Also, he can't sign it. The Shani can't say, you still have to pay him. So too, every Teva person does. You can't say, you did it for free and I don't have to pay you. Avada, I have to pay you. Now, the case that the Nesivis brings is two cases. One is, I say, Echoili me, and one says, Dori me. Rabbi said, this is Maisim. I can't say B'chol Yom, because it's not B'chol Yom, but it's Zichu B'chol Chana. There's stories and stories like this. Not so long ago, there was such a story that the guy, there was an old man in his building, a Maisim Eretz Yisrael. There was an old man in his building that was alone, an Alman. So one of the neighbors decided to help him and mahan him. He used to invite him for Shabbos Sudas. He used to invite him. At Kedei Kak, they felt like the guy was an Oni, so he invited him even for every day for breakfast, and mamish every single day, the guy ate by him and everything. This happened for a while, the person was nifta, and lo and behold, he was sitting on a hain rav of a Yerusha. So the person tainted that I only was doing it because I thought that the guy was an oni, but if I knew that he had money, of course I would have done it. I want to get paid. So he wants to charge the Yerusha, the estate, for all the breakfasts and all the sudas that he gave him for the last few years. Now, that's an extra knesh to the Shiloh, because there, Hibemis was willing to do it for free, but he thought he was doing tzedakah, and now he learned that he wasn't doing tzedakah, and now he wants to get back. But these type of a Shiloh has happened so often. We hear these type of stories, that a guy was mahana so on, echoili me, dari me, and all of a sudden, at the end, he gets a bill. One second, you didn't tell me before, when you told me, when you invited me for, so, can imagine, I invite you for Shabbos, who do you have to Shabbos? I send you an invoice. Oh, that was $30 per person. 8 people, it's $240 for the Shabbos. Right? That's certainly not the minig like that. So, obviously, when there's a minig, the minig overrides. But in the absence of any minig, if it was something unusual, so the halacha here is, if even if I did a choylumi or dari me, later on, I could charge you. And you can't assume that I was doing it for free. I was waiting for the end. I was waiting till I added up the bill. At the end, I made the cheshbon. Anakanami. So you have to. Now, there's the Ramah over here. The problem is that there's a Ramah in Shin Samach Gimel, it's Reish Mem Gimel. It's not so posh. There's over there in Shin Samach Gimel talking about, I believe it was Dorimi, it's a Chuvis Dashvatz, and there are more Paschans over there. If I say Dorimi, and the guy lives with him afterwards, he cannot charge him. Mamish Vaket from this halacha. And a major, major raid in the Achreinim, the Ksais over there in Shin Samach Gimel, many, many Chuvis. How to be miyashav the Ramah, if it's even miyashavable, so to speak, or as taka steering to different shitas, chalukim or kimtis. I'm not getting into it now, Rabbi Yisai, but I'm just planting a seed that it's out there. I want to really focus on tifhei, which is avedu metziah type of inyanim, hatzol inyanim, but you should know what I just told you is not poshet at all. The Ramah says here is not poshet, or at least, the very least, the nesivus plug into the Ramah, that the Ramah is talking about a case of a choylu miyudarimi, is not poshet, because the Ramah, another place, it seems to say otherwise. All right, let's do sif hey. Sif hey is a geshmaka simin, there's a sif, it's a very yisaidistic sif. The prot is here, and b'chalal in all hilchas hashavas aved. It's a geshmaka inyan, a lot of raid, a lot of achreinim. Let's start. V'chein. I guess before we start, just a chazaris, so to speak, of the inyanim. We had a break over Pesach. Just the tamsis, what we're supposed to be walking out, just a little bit of Siv Gimel and Siv Dalid, because we're going to need it a drop for Siv Hey, is that if your chamor is drowning, and my chamor is drowning, and I give up my chamor to be able to save your chamor is more valuable. So the halacha is, if you're there too, and I save your chamor, I cannot charge you for my chamor that was lost. Because if I wanted to charge it, ad kedei kach, I should have been masam with you. You should have said, I'm only willing to save your chamor if you're willing to pay me for my chamor. If I didn't do that, if I didn't ask you, then I could only charge you for schiris, for the pula that I did, for the job, $10 for saving your chamor, the tercha that I had. But I can't charge you for the $100 loss that I had on my chamor. If I'm masna with you, and I say, you have to reimburse me, then yes, then you'll have to reimburse me for my chamor. If you're not there, so I can't be masna with you, then, tanai bezdin, then I could get my full reimbursement of my chamor, even without asna. I didn't have you to be masna, so then I'm allowed to charge you for the whole $100. Now, if that's when I am successful, and if I'm not successful, so then even when I was master with you to be reimbursed for my $100 kamar, the Allah considered Allah was, if I'm not successful, I can't charge you for the $100, because I didn't end up saving your kamar, so you didn't get anything from me. You lost your kamar, so why should you be out even more? So the Allah is that I can't charge you for my $100 kamar, but I could charge you then for my schar, for my tircha. As they vied, you're willing to pay, even if I wasn't successful. But when you told me you're going to pay me and reimburse me for my chamor, the kavanah was only if I'd be successful to save your chamor. That's in a nutshell what we have. We're going to go over it again, say, hey, we'll see another application of such a halakha. Let's start. V'chein, shnayim shoyu boyim b'derech. There were two people going on the way. Zeh b'chavish shol yayin. This one was carrying a barrel of wine. V'zeh b'kad shol dvash. And this one was carrying a jug of honey. And the honey is considered more valuable than the wine. Even a jug of honey is considered more valuable than a barrel of wine. V'nistak hakad shel dvash. And now this jug got a crack in it. So now the dvash is going to start oozing out. In a matter of minutes, he's going to have no more dvash left. V'koydim sheyishofek hadvash la'aretz. Before the dvash had a chance to ooze out and get lost, Shavach Zeyoinei, his friend, spilled out his own wine, now that he has a vessel, an empty vessel, to be able to save this dvash. V'hitzel ha-dvash l'techechavis. And he saved the dvash into the barrel of wine. Well, the empty barrel of wine. He spilled out the wine. So here's such a case that he gave up of his own. He gave up his own wine to be able to save the dvash. So he lost it. Argument's sake, say the dvash is worth $200, same type of a mashal, and the wine is worth $100. So he gave up his $100 worth of wine today to save your $200 worth of dvash, but he didn't make this up with you. The halacha is ein loy elas charay. I do not have to reimburse him for his full $100 worth of wine. I just pay him for the tircha. Not only the tircha, the paiskim say that I have to bring. Who says it? think this man said they have to pay also, not only for the tircha, but also for the schar kelim. I used his barrel. Good, so charge me another dollar, like a rental fee on the barrel. So I'll give him $9, $10 for his tircha, another dollar for his barrel. So it's $11. But I'm not paying him his $100 of the wine that he lost. Ein lo elo skarei haroi loi. Vim omele atzela shocha. But if he tells him beforehand, I'm willing to save your dvash, I'm willing to spill out my wine, provided vatanaisanli demeshali, provided you reimburse me for the wine that I'm spilling out, oy shehisna came b'fnei bezdin, or he was master that in front of bezdin, hareza chayv litein loy, then yes, you are mechuyev to reimburse me for all my wine. So basically, it's chazar sashir, kamat, the exact same lomdus that we had beforehand. And the sma is points out in sifkot and tezayin that this halacha is talking about where the baladvash was there. So therefore, there's a nafka mina if you were masna with me, if you weren't masna with me. If you were masna with me, then you get reimbursed your full wine. If you won't be masna with me to reimburse you, then I won't have to reimburse you. I only have to give you schara royaloi. But zaktas ma im loyhoi baladvasham last nasimoi. But if the baladvash wasn't there to make it tonight, then we had the Ramah at the end of Siv Gimel that says tzarek l'shalom loy kol d'mayyene. Because I can't make it tonight, then automatically Chazal made it tonight. Tonight, Bezin, Chazal wanted me to save your stuff, so therefore it's automatic that I should save your stuff and you'll reimburse me for my loss. So basically, it's a repeat of what we had till now. Just the Mechaber took me to a case where the Baal Advash was there, and the Sma plugs in that extra step that even if the Baal Advash wasn't there, then forget, and you always get. If the Baal Advash is not there, then you'll always get a full reimbursement. Very Geshmaka Sma. Alright, Geshmaka Halacha. Adkan Pashat. Here comes the chiddush I want to focus a lot on tonight. The next halacha continues what appears to be the Mechaber, but it's really not the Mechaber, it's the Ramah. If you look in the Tfusei Rishonim, it's the Ramah. The Ramah starts from the words, Ubalayayin is really starting the Ramah. So after Ramah, Ramah is going to bring down a machloikis. In this case, where I was master with you, I was master with Bezdin, that you're going to have to reimburse me for my wine, Zokta Ramah, Ubal HaYayin, once you got that commitment that you are going to be reimbursed for your wine, Bal HaYayin Chayiv Lishpei Cheinai. He's no longer up to him. He can't volunteer anymore. It's not up to him. He decides, maybe, yeah, he changes his mind. No, it's too late. Once you're guaranteed that you're going to get paid, reimbursed for your wine, you're Mechuyiv Al Tashavis Aveda to spill out your wine, Kedei Latzot Vash Chaveroi. Since the Bailam already committed to reimburse you, so then you're mechuyev to save it. Normally, a start from the draw. Avada is a mitzvah daraisa v'ashavas aveda. But there's halacha that shocha koidim. If you're going to have any loss, financial loss, of trying to save someone else's item, you're not mechuyev to save his item. I'm not talking about tirchen v'av, we're talking about real dollars and cents loss. Giving up your chamar, giving up your wine, giving up your job. You're not mechuyev to give up your job, to give up your yayin, in order to save someone else's thing. Even if his thing is worth kifle kaflaim yours, your thing is worth $1, and his item is worth $1 billion. So it's pretty obvious what you should be doing here. Still, I'm not mechuyev to. I don't have to take even a dollar loss, even a shavar pruta loss. 10 cents. I don't have to give up anything in order to save your item. But once you're willing to reimburse me, you committed to reimburse me, or Bezdin committed to make sure that he'll reimburse me, I was master with Bezdin, then once that's the case, I don't have a loss. What's going to happen? I'm going to spill out my wine. So I lost my $100. But big deal. When I save your dvash, I'm going to get back reimbursed. You're going to reimburse me. It's not a problem. I have your dvash as a mashkin on top of that. Yizikah is going to reimburse me. So if you're going to reimburse me, I no longer have an excuse why not to save your aveda. So now I'm mechuyev right now to save your aveda. As I zogt, the Rambah. That's the first shita. Then Rambah brings, that's the shita Sarosh. Then Rambah brings the second shita, who argues v'yesh chokin, which is the riff in the Ramah. The riff in the Ramah says, nothing doing. You're not mechuyev even to give up your wine to be reimbursed. If you have to take any loss, you're not mechuyev to be meishav aveda. You're potter, you don't have to be meishav aveda. So here you have a machloikis rishonim, 2 days in the Ramah, which is a machloikis la'alokah, that whenever you have to lose something, which be'etim you're not mechuyev to have hashav zaveda, but you know you're going to be reimbursed, you made it tonight, is it now that you're mechuyev to give it up? If he's master with you, could you say, no, I'd rather not? It's tough talk. The first sheet is too late. Once the Baal HaDvash said, I'm willing to pay you, it's over. Now you mechuyev to save his dvash. You don't have a choice anymore, like the first sheet. And the second sheet says, no, you do have a choice. You don't have to save his dvash. Havad, if you do save it, he'll reimburse you because he made up. But you don't, the second sheet also, you're not mechuyev to. That's also included that you're not mechuyev to give up anything. Now, where is this coming from? I think we have to be marachnis because there are many chilukei dinim, a lot of raid, geshmak raid in halacha. But let's first start off where this is coming from. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Pei Aleph and Mebeis, it's, I believe, Kuf Yud Dalet and Mebeis as well in Bava Kama. There's a Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Brayser, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Oshar, Rabbi Yochum Ben Breiko said that there was a special Tanai Bezdin to save in such a case. And he gives three examples. I don't know why he needs three examples, why not one example. But he gives three examples that there's a Tanai Bezdin Bedaka that you mechuyev to give up your own item, take a loss, amanas to be reimbursed from Yana in order to save Yana's item. The first example he has is that your friend has his Nechil Shodvarim, his school of bees, whatever it's called, a whole colony of bees, that landed on your branch, left his beehive, and landed on your branch. And he needs those bees to produce honey. So now it's sitting on your branch. If he's going to come to you and try to save one bee at a time, you know, he's going to save maybe 6, 8, 10, but 100 of them are going to fly away. So what's the eitzah? The eitzah is you cut off the branch very carefully. They're all sitting on the branch. You bring the branch back to your rishos with all 100 bees on it. And now you got your bees back into the nest, back into the hive, gavaldik. The halacha is that you have the right, the beehive owner has the right to come into my rishos, bal karchi, cut my branch, bal karchi, to save his bees, because my branch is worth a dollar, and his 100 bees is worth considerably more. So he has the right to do that with a tnai beza. It means, vaisa is midaraisa. He can't force me to do that. Midaraisa, he can't do a bal kochi. But there's a special tnai beza that allows him to do that on manas to reimburse me. That's his first case. Second case is mamish this case. Second case is two people walking. One has wine, one has dvash. The dvash has the barrel of dvash, the jug of dvash has a crack in it. The dvash is oozing out. The halacha is the Baal HaYayin has to give up his wine, spill out his wine so he could, down there could be an empty vessel that's available to save the dvash. That's case number two. And case number three is you have two people walking and one has laden with wood, and one has laden with pishtin, and his cart that's bringing the pishtin broke. He's going to have a problem with it. So you got to chuck your wood in order that there should be a cart or a donkey, whatever, that's available to be able to hold this person's pishtin to save his pishtin. Again, because the pishtin's worth more than your eitzim, so you mechuyev to give up your eitzim in order to save his pishtin. Three cases, all sort of the same case, even though the Mashmaisa Gemara, the first case, certainly is like that, that you're coming to Marishas Baal Karchi. The next two cases talking about where the Baal HaYayin is mechuyev to give up his wine to save the Dvash. But Taisit plugs in that it's really all talking about the same type of case where it's again, that it's not that he's doing the Maisa, I'm doing the Maisa. The Baal HaDvash is helping himself, going to the Baal HaYayin, pouring out the barrel of wine, Baal Karchai, to save his Dvash. Or throwing out his Eitzim, Baal Karchai, in order to save his Pishon. So you have three cases in the Gemara. This is Vishmo, B'Nashor, 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 B'Nashor. It's a Tanai Bezdin. All right. Do we pass from like Rabbi Shmuel? That is the Machloek HaZishoinim. The Rif and the Rama hold that we do not pass on like this Tanai Bezin. It's a Shita Yechidahu. We don't go like this. So we don't pass on this Tanai Bezin. Mela, I'm not Mukhuyiv to save it. And comes along the Rosh and says, no, we do pass on like Yishmol. So we will pass on like that. And you do have a Tanai Bezin, you're Mukhuyiv to give up your own item in order to save your someone else's. Those are the two Shitas in the Rama here. The Ramah is bringing down. The first sheet is the Rosh, and the second sheet is the Rif in the Ramah. So far, so good. This is easy, basic. Now comes along a Sma. Comes along the Sma. Look in Sma, Sivkot and Yudches. Sma has a Gevaldik Chiddush. Tam Pluktasun Kasavte Bisimun Veshayin Dalid, which is what I just told you, Machloikis, I believe we hold this Tanai Bezin. Visham kasafti dinira da afilu ladas hachokin beze. Even the second sheet of the Rif and the Ramah who hold that there is no tunai bezdin, and you're not mechuyiv to give up your own item to save yenil. Mikol makum bepoyel ha'isik b'malachtoi. If you're working, you have a job. You're getting paid X amount of dollars per hour. You're having a job. And if you're going to have to give up your job to save my item, you're going to lose money. You're going to lose salary. The halacha is, if you have a poilo, itzik ben malachto, v'yesh lefon av ha-shavas aveda. And he has the opportunity to save an aveda. V'oim eloi ba'al aveda shalom lo koskar pulosko. And if the Baal Aveda tells him, don't worry about your job, I'll reimburse you for the salary that you're getting, that you're going to lose for saving my item, but please save my item. You are mechuyev to save his item. And you can collect from his zuska betelo. In such a case, everyone is moida. Even the Rif and the Ramah is moida that you're mechuyev to give up your job to save my aveda, and of course I reimburse you the loss of your salary. Why is here l'kuliyama moida? What's the chilik between this mass case and the case that the Mar brings down by us, by the yayin that's a machlokes? By the yayin, I'm not mechuyev to give up my yayin like the Rif and the Ramah. But by the job, I am mechuyev. Shani hocha, the yochel is natzel v'loyma nechali b'yayin shali. Over here is different. I want my own item. What are you going to do? You're going to tell me you're going to reimburse me for my wine. That's very nice. I don't want your money. I want my wine. Your money is never going to replace my wine. I want my wine. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev to give up my wine to save your item, even if you reimburse me. But over there, what's your excuse? That you're going to get paid a salary. But say that I'll reimburse you for that salary. The dollars are the same. The green, it's the same thing. I'm going to pay you the same dollars that your boss is going to pay you. So what's the problem? I'm going to reimburse you fully. Here, l'kuli yamu, you mechuyev to give up your job in order to save his item. Chiddush Rasma. What's the lumdus of Rasma? The lumdus of Rasma is that the home machlokes here is whether there was a tanai bezin or not. We paskin, let's say the Rif and the Ramah paskin, there is no tanai bezin. So I was like, okay, there's no tanai bezin. That's because even the first shita holds that there is a tanai bezin, holds you need to come on to a tanai bezin. It means midaraisa, everyone's moido, that you're not mechuyev to give up your yayin in order to save his dvash, because I want my own wine. I don't want your money to replace my wine. I want wine. Comes along to the Rabbanan and say, come on, please. You're going to give up your nechalei b'shaloi. Do a chesed. Give up your nechalei b'shaloi, your right to bekav shaloi, in order to save the guy an unbelievable loss. That's a tanai bezdin. But without a tanai bezdin, l'kuliyama, you'd be part of here. But in that case, the other case, where the guy is giving up his job and all he's losing is dollars, you don't have the svar, he has no chifetz that he's giving up. He has no svar of nechalei b'shaloi. Over there, l'kuliyama, you mechuyev midaraisa to save. You don't even have to come on to a tanai bezin. Avada, there's no tanai bezin. I don't need a tanai bezin. Midaraisa, you mechuyev to save. Because every time midaraisa, you have a mitzvah zashav zaved, and the only excuse is you're going to lose out. You're not going to lose out. I promise to reimburse you. Once I promise to reimburse you, you're not losing out. Now you mechuyev midaraisa to save. You have a mitzvah deraisa of a shav zaved. I say zok tesma. I give all the kesma. If you could tell me that there's no right to bekav shaloi, I'll give you another example like that. Is the Bach. The Bach in Reish Samachay says the same chiluk that the Sma says. And his Maisev, a Knech, similar to your case, he says, Adkan is talking about when you have personal wine to drink. But if you manufacture wine, you buy wine, you're a seicha, you're buying and selling wine, and all the wine means to you is profit, you're not drinking this wine. What do you need this wine for? To be able to sell it. That's all it means. So as long as the guy promises to reimburse you for that wine, to give you the profit, so to speak, the value of the wine that you would have been able to sell it off to someone else, then avadi mechuyev to do it, even if you're giving up a chefetz. The only reason why this is different, because you're giving up a personal wine that can't be, it's your wine. Dollars are not going to make it. But if you don't need the wine, it's just a means of making profit. So as long as he's willing to reimburse you in the profit, then you mechuyev midaraisa to save Yana's item. Gewaldig a chiddush of a Sma and a Bach.
That way too, it could be, if I'm saying I can't afford not get paid by my owner, because I showed I'm not reliable,
No, Sena Kanambi. If you have a job that the guy doesn't come in, he's be fired, because then I'll mask him. Because unless you're willing to reimburse me my whole salary, you know, hey, big oil, I'm good. But we're talking about Namal. Yesterday, you were able to come late. You know, when you needed something to come late for, you did carpool, you came late. Now, today, now you can't come late, the boss is nervous. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Beichin Levavas. No, but yeah, if that would be the case, you're right. Now, this Gevaldik HaChidish of the Sman Abach, unbeknownst to them, is a Rishon. There's a Hashlama. The Hashlama in Bava Kamma, in Perek Yud, Oy Zayin, Mamish says this Chilik. Chilik is, if it's your item, you're not mechuyev to give up your item midoraisa. Comes along tonight, Bezdin. We do all the time, Bezdin. We don't all the time, Bezdin. But when you don't have an item they're giving up, it's only money you're giving up, a job you're giving up, that's money, then you're mechuyev now to do it. You don't need tonight, Bezdin. You're mechuyev now to do it. So now you have a Shlomo, Sma, and Bach. Gevaldik. Let's look at Rishach. We're going to have to develop this, Rabbi. So bring out a lot of cases here. But let's look at the Shach of Cotton Ches. Sivkot and Zayin. V'yesh choken, zaktus shach, ayin lekamon, simin reish samachei hagoa beiz. So if you look in reish samachei hagoa beiz, it means the Ramah, but the second part of the Ramah, the latter part of the Ramah, mamish it's at the end of the Siv. The case is, im hisna im abaylam, oy bifnei bezin, shiyito masha yafsid. If you make a tanai in front of the Bailam or Bezin that you're going to give, that you're going to be reimbursed, Masha Yafsid, from your salary, Vershuhu, and they permitted him, yes, save, and we'll make sure that he reimburses you your salary, Hareza Noital, you have to do it, Vitzarech, well, sorry, the Mechavra said Hareza Noital to get reimbursed, comes along the Ramah, Vitzarech Lashiv, and your Mechuiv Lashiv, Me'achash Haroitan L'Shalom Dmeyav Seidoi, good. Once you got that commitment, Zokter Amor, you are now mechuyev to save that item. Mechuyev to do it. Now, over there, talking about a salary. Mamish, the case with the Sma is trying to make the chilek. So, Luchai, what does the Shach mean to do? The Shach is trying to give you a ma'amokim that over here, the Ramah brings down 2 days. And over there, the Ramah just goes straight with this Shitas, seemingly the Shitas Harosh, that says you mechuyev to do it. So, it doesn't 100% stim. And if you look in Reish Ayin Dalid, the Ramah over there, but negate to the case of the honey, the case of the bees and the branch, the Ramah over there brings down the Machlokes Rishonim, same Machlokes Rishonim, if you have the Tanai Bezin or not. So in Reish Samak Dalid, he brings a Machlokes. And in Reish Ayin Dalid, he brings a Machlokes. And punkt in Reish Samachay, when it's talking about losing salary, the Ramah says, Vade Bepritis Avadi Muchiv to do it. Why didn't he bring down a Machlokes over there? That's what the Shach is trying to be ma'ira, that, you know, over there he goes straight with that shita. But loit the sman the bach chilek is pashit, because over there it's takel kuliyama. By nechil shel dvarim, I'm losing my branch. I'd rather have my branch than pay. Here you're losing yain. I'd rather have my yain than pay. So rather there's another shita holds that there's no tanai bezin. But mashen can erase hamachay. It's all it's talking about is losing salary. The second the guy commits to reimbursing for the salary, now you mechuyev midaraisa to save the item. Very geshmak. Right, stems gewaldig. Sorry? No, the Shach means it or not. You're just giving your man welcome that it doesn't stim. So if you learn like this man back, it stims gewaldig. Or the Shach is trying to tell you, either he went like that, look what he's trying to tell you, that you see that really, deep down, maybe the Ramah really goes like the first Shita. Because over there he saw some like the first Shita. Maybe. Okay, that's what the Shach means to do. You have to know. We'll see. But as we get further tonight, maybe we'll have another right to such a thing. All right. So far, Geshmak, such a chilek. Comes along Riki Vega. Look at Riki Vega. Sma oisid ches, the yachol es natzel, he wants his own yayin. Nichta betzida izak Riki Vega, lechayra, medivrei chumas hadesh, and simen shinta zayin, loy mashmekein. It's not mashma like this chilek of the sma. The hasim, in the case of chumas hadesh, and hoyerak menias harevach, be'esik, he was also only giving up, the matzel was also only giving up his menias harevach. And nevertheless, the Chumash Hadeshin says, "V'tali lo adin da'asim b'maklekes arif arash." And nevertheless, he said, "It's totally on this maklekes if you have a tanai bezin or not, the rif and the rosh." If the Sma would be right, that when it's Menias HaRevak, it's only Dalas we're talking about, not only with the Chafetz of Nekalei B'Shaloi, then there, L'Kuliyama, right, the Sma holds that L'Kuliyama you'd be Chayiv. So why is the Terumas HaDeshen only making it a Machlek as Rif and Rosh of Tnai Bezin? Now what is the case of the Terumas HaDeshen? Geshmaka case, the case was, is that Shimon had a deal. He had to, I believe, collect a Chayiv from a guy. And if he doesn't get to the guy quickly, it's over. He'll never be, the guy is leaving town. He's never going to be repaid. He has to chap him. He has no vehicle to chap him. So he goes to Reuven's house and wants to take Reuven's horse away from Reuven to be able to save. Now, Reuven wasn't home. Reuven's wife was home. So he goes to the wife and says, I want the horse. I want to take the horse. So Reuven's wife says, don't take the horse, because Reuven also needs the horse to be able to be matzel himself from an asik that he's about to lose, which, inshallah, what the asik was, the Darki Moshe seems to say it's also a collection of a chayiv. He also needs to collect a chayiv and needs a horse. So Shimon says, how much is Reuven's chayiv? $10. Well, my chayiv is worth so much more. I'm taking this horse, and I'll reimburse you those $10. Fine. He grabs the horse, and he goes. And something happens to the horse, and it's a problem. Now, the shaila in the Terumas HaDeshen was Shimon right now a gazlin for taking Reuven's horse, Bal Korchai, Shalai Midaitai, I feel, he wasn't even there. He took his horse, Shalai Midaitai, Shalai Bafanov, he grabbed his horse and went. Is he a gazlin for taking that horse? His wife objected.
Shimon was mechir to do that.
Sorry?
If he would be there, he would be
mechir
to do it.
Oh, so Zok Terumas HaDeshen is totally on this machloikis. If you hold like the Rosh, that I could do Bar Kokhe, and even Mukhiv to do it. So if I'm not a Gazan, I can even do Bar Kokhe, right? The Gemara says, I'm allowed to spill out your wine, Bar Kokhe, in order to save my Dvash. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm stealing, so to speak. I'm helping myself to your horse, Bar Kokhe, spilling out your Chayv. You won't be able to collect your Chayv, but it's only $10. So I'm spilling out your Chayv in order for me to collect my Chayv, which is considerably more. As long as I reimburse you for your Chayv, I'm allowed to do it, so if I'm not a Gazan. But if you hold like the Rif and the Rama that doesn't have this Tanai Bezin, then I'm a gazlin for taking the horse. So I'm gazlin taking the horse and I'm going to be chai for Einzin. So you see from this, Terumas HaDeshen, not like the Sma. You see that this Terumas HaDeshen has such a case that it was only Menias HaRevach for Reuven, and nevertheless he said that like the Rif and the Rama, I will not be able to take his horse away from him, Bar Kokhe, because we don't know the Tanai Bezin. Like the Rosh holds the Tanai Bezin, yeah, Avada can take it. But if like the Rif and Ramah don't know the Tanai Bezin, I have no right to take it. So Mamela, Azei Kumtois, it's a Gavaldika, right? So a Raya, a Kishmak a Raya from the Terumas HaDeshen, not like the Sma. L'chay. Sorry? Yeah, but he's not. I didn't have a mind. The horse I planned on giving back to you. What I was mafsid you was the chayiv that you needed your horse to collect. Right? You need the horse to collect your chayiv, which is $10. I was mafsid you that chayiv. That chayiv of hefzid of that $10 is only money. So mamela, I'm only mafsid that $10. It's only menias harevek. Okay, that wasn't the case. Because then maybe you won't have the Tanai Bezin either, maybe. Okay, but if the guy is Taka Batlin, then you wouldn't have the Tanai Bezin too, maybe, right? You have to know how I then, because I'm not mechuyev to give up the horse. Right, okay, fine. But Lamai says that wasn't the Tanya. The Tanya is it's a regular din of a Tanai Bezin. It's totally in that. Machloek is a Tanai Bezin. That halacha, this Terumas HaDeshen, interesting enough, is a Ramah. So, you know, Kivege is very edel. You know, what do you do with that Terumas HaDeshen? Lamai says, Mufush Ramah, the Ramon Shin Ches Siv Zayin, brings down this halacha, the Terumas HaDeshen. And not only that, he only brings down half the halacha. I mean, the Terumas HaDeshen says it's totally in a machloek is rishayinim if you have a Tanai Bezin or not. The Ramah just paskins over there that Avada is a Tanai Bezdin, and Avada you're not a Gazlan, because you had a right to take the horse. So, off and out over there, Zok the Goyin, that this is going like the Shita Harishain, or like the Shita Zarosh over here, that you're Mechuyiv to do it, and there is a Tanai Bezdin. Because if you held like the second Shita, no Tanai Bezdin, then you won't be Mechuyiv. But if you go like the first Shita, there is a Tanai Bezdin. So that whole halacha is only going like the first Shita of the Ramah over here. I say Zok the Goyin. I mean, which is really the Terumas HaDeshen really says that. Now we have again a shtickle steers Ramah, because the other Ramah is being soisim like that shita, that you are mechuyev to do it, and over here in a reish ayin dalet, the Ramah brings down two shitas.
Very good.
Oh, so So let's play this out. Very good. So let's play this out. So if you learn like this, Malukhari, it's very partial to Cheshbon, is that, which is what Rav Kiveg is sort of saying, the, right, going the other way. Kiveg is using that as right connected to Sma. But if you learn like this Sma, that's good word Ramova, they only brought down the first sheet. Because the Sma holds that when there's a minias harevach, when there's no nechalei b'shaloi, everyone knows that you mechuyid midiraisa to save. There's a mitzvah shavuot aved. You don't even have to come out to tonight, Bezdin. So it's very geschmack. Over there, when there's only minias harevach, avad yavachiv to save it, avad is a mitzvah shavuot aved, you don't have to come out. It's nothing to do with this Sma, like it's tonight, Bezdin. But maybe that's why the Ramova says, it means, in other words, that even though the Trumas Hadeshin himself is toiler in this Machlokes, so it's clear that the Trumas Hadeshin didn't have this chilek, but the Sma touched up the Ramah, that the Ramah held of this chilek, like the Baal HaShlama held of this chilek. Memez very geschmack. Reish Samach Dalet and Reish Ayin Dalet is a Machlokes, and Reish Samach Hei by losing salary, or Shin Ches, when it's talking about losing the Chayv, you won't be able to collect, which is Vaita, only dollars, so there's no Chayvit, so Vaita, you are Mechuyiv to give that up in order to save. Memel, it's very Geshmak, why over there, and in Reish Samach Hei, he only brings down the first sheet that he Mechuyiv, because everyone holds like that. Very, very Geshmak. Almost. Why almost? Because the Sma over there is this Kasha. And Shun Ches, how does it stim over here? The Ramah brings in Machlokes, and there is no Machlokes. And he says a whole different chilek. Shver chilek, I don't want to go into it. But how did a chilek, why punked over there, everyone would be moida that there's a Tanai Bezdin. Like this, now over here, the chilek is pashit. Chilek is over there, there's no chayfit, so everyone holds that you're mechiv to do. What's going on? So it's a problem here. It means something's off. We're missing something. Even the Sma doesn't hold it as chelik. So what's off? So I think it's a parsha de cheshbon. If you look over there in the Ramah says a lashon that the reason why you're not a gazlin is mishum de tnai bezdin hu. So words in Ramah, de tnai bezdin hu. He says the reason why you're not a gazlin in the case when you steal my horse is because tnai bezdin hu that I'm mechuyev to save. Like the Sma over here is chelik has nothing to do with tnai bezdin. What was the Sma's chilek? I know that the Rif and the Rosh have a machlokes, if there is such a thing as a Tanai Bezdin. But in a case where you're not losing anything, it's only dollars, you don't have the Sra Nekalei Bishaloi, then you mechuyv midaraisa even without a Tanai Bezdin. Now you mechuyv in Ashava midaraisa to save. That's the Sma's Svar over here, right? That Svar can't work over there. I mean, it should have worked over there, but it can't work in the words of the Ramah. Because the Ramah over there says, that's Tanai Bezdin. If the Ramah didn't say the words tonight, but it's going to be very geschmack. You're mechuyv to do it, it's a mitzvah derais of Hashavas Aveda. But the Ramah plugs in over there, the reason why you're not a gazlin is because of tonight bezdin. What does it do with tonight bezdin? It's not tonight bezdin. Loitis mas chiluk of here, you're mechuyv midarais to do it because he's reimbursing you for the dollars that you lose. So it's a mechuyv midarais. Elamai, you see that it's impossible to plug in the Sma over there. So why not? Why can't. Why not? Well, what's going on? Why taka did Ramah say it's nine beds and not say it's a chiv midaraisa also shavas aveda? So I think it's pashut. The reason is, I mean, I have to be careful because Lucha is going against Rekhi Vega, but I think it's pashut. The reason is that in order to make me mechiv midaraisa to save, I have to be there. You want to make me mechiv, you know, if I have a lulav, I'm mechiv to shake the lulav. If I see your aveda, I'm mechiv to save your aveda. If I don't see your aveda, I don't have a mitzvah shavas aveda. You lost something, and I don't know where you lost it. I have a mitzvah shavas aveda. I don't have a mitzvah. I didn't see your aveda. I'm not there. Reuven wasn't home. Shimon went by himself and stole Reuven's horse. Reuven wasn't there, so you can't say that Reuven is mechiv midaraisa to save. He's not there. He can never have a mitzvah mutalalav to save if he's not there. And his money that's there, the sus that's there, is not mitzuva. A person, a human being, is mitzuva in the mitzvah HaTorah. Money is not mitzuva in mitzvah HaTorah. So his money, his sus, is not mechuyv to save my chayv. So the sus doesn't have that responsibility, and he doesn't have the responsibility because he's not there. He doesn't have a mitzvah. So Avanda is no mitzvah derais over there. So, sorry? His wife is there. So what? But his wife doesn't own my sus. His wife can, right? His wife doesn't know Reuven sus. Reuven knows Reuven sus. So his wife might have a mitzvah, but she has nothing to save with. She doesn't have a sus to save. So she can't do anything. And it's only him to do it. And he's not there. He can't be mitzvah. Now, who says this type of a chilek, just You know, you think that I'm wild. It's there's a raivin above a kama, kuf yitzayinam ebeiz in the shita. And the very same Ashlama says this lehedya, that in order for the person to be mechuyiv, he has to be there. If he's not there, he can't have a chiyah. And his mammon is not meshubit to save. It's only he's meshubit to save. If he's there, if he's not there, there's no mitzvah. So mameila, in that case, when he wasn't there, it's impossible this maschilik. You can't have this maschilek. Because all maschilek is geboit b'chai gavno, everyone's made that on a deraisidika level there's a mitzvah to save. That even though the rift doesn't hold of a tanai bezin, but b'chai gavno there's a chiv midaraisid to save. Over there, there can't be a chiv midaraisid. He wasn't there. So now it's very geshmak. So it's very poshut why the Ramah says tanai bezin. And it's very poshut why the true masadashin was tali in the machlek, is rift and rosh. I mean, what is Riki Vega asking on this ma? What did he see from this ma? He's saying the Truma Zedashin is a Rai Nalak Sma. There's no Rai from the Truma Zedashin. The case over there couldn't have the Chilak. It couldn't be Saibu the Chilak at the Sma. He wasn't there, so he couldn't have a Chiv. So if you couldn't have a Chiv, the only way to get him is from a Tanai Bezin. Because the Tanai Bezin said that even if the guy's not there, you'll have to do a Baal Korchai. You ought to go into his field and help yourself and cut off his branch. You'll have to do a Baal Korchai. Oh, you could do a Baal Korchai. Very good, that's the Tanai Bezin. Who holds the Tanai Bezin? Only the Rosh, not the Riv. Oh, it's a Machlaikis. Very good, so that's totally in this Machlaikis. But to say that that case, everyone would hold that you're Mechiv to do, you can't say that. The guy wasn't there, so you can't have a Chiv Midaraisa. Sorry? Which? No, that's why that's why this Master says Nusvara. Okay, it's good this Master.
I was saying that there's no Bezin, there's only Tanai Bezin because he's not there.
The reason why you need to come on to the Svarah of Tanai Bezin because it's not there. So why is Ramah passing over there Tanai Bezin and over here it brings in a Machlokes? So it's mad to say a different Chilak over there in Shin Ches. But he couldn't say the Chilak that he has over here because this Chilak is Geboit that the guy is Mechuv Midaraisa. And that you don't have over there. You can't have Mechuv Midaraisa. He wasn't there. So Chari, that's a Pasha the Cheshin. You're going to ask me why did Ramah over there bring down only one Shita and over here he brings down both Shitas? So Vaiti, you have to say either because really he holds like the first sheet is Ikal Halacha, like sort of we suggest maybe that's what the Shach means, or Hayoyis is a Machloikis, so Midei Sofik, you can't force him, right? So Hamitzvik Avel Avrai, you want to make this guy into a Gazlan, he'll say Kimli like the sheet is a Rosh, that I'm not a Gazlan, Kimli like the sheet is a Rosh, that you all Mechuv, that there is a Tanai Bezin, that I have a right to take your horse Baal Korchai. So you can't be mechayiv me for Eintzim of the Sus as like a Gazlan. So Ramah Paskin, that you can't be mechayiv Shimon for taking the horse because he could say Kimli like the Rosh. He knows it's a Machlokes, and he wrote down the Machlokes Bimkoimai over here in Hilchas Aveda Metziah. And over there, Agav, he's just telling you, Ner Alacha, you can't be Maitzim Mammon because it's a Machlokes. It's not, all right. But that Lechayah is the first Shlav. The first Shlav is yes, but it's only when there's a Chiv Midrais when the guy is there. Rabbi said, let's go to the next step. The next step is a Tshuvis Beis Yaakov, Simin Nun. Beis Yaakov brings down the Sma. He doesn't bring down our Sma, he brings the Sma at the beginning of the Sim, Sifkot Nalef, which basically says the same Chilik. But he argues with the Sma. He brings a Raya from a Gemara, not like the Sma. What's his Raya? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, how do I know if I see, Menayim Le'roya Eschaver Shu Toveh Benar, you see Chulila, someone drowning, how do you know you're mechiv to save the person? Well, shteit lezaman al dam reyecha. Fekting mara mehacha nafka. You need to come onto lezaman al dam reyecha mehasa nafka. There's a pasuk v'ashay v'isa like you have a chiv hashava, like hashava zaveid. You have a chiv hashava. You're supposed to be meshiv gufa. You're supposed to save the guy's life. So why do you need an extra pasuk of lezaman al dam reyecha for? Fekting mara because have a mina. If it would only be al tzvah hashay v'isa like have a mina, that's only lemitrach b'nafshei. The mitrach begufei. If you, for you to be tareach and save the person's aveda or save the person's life, but lemeger aguri to hire poyalim, to hire matzilim, to hire workers to save this guy, to hire divers, or lifeguards to save the guy. Who said you mechuyev to spend money to save the guy, to lay out the money to save the guy? Kamash v'lon an extra pasuk leisamur adam reecha that to save a guy's life. Yes, you mechuyev even to lay out money. It's a gemara. Zokta Beis Yaakov, you see Mefush in the Gemara, that if it was not for that extra pasuk, it would only have been for the first pasuk of Ha'ashe Vaisalai, the regular din like of Shabbos Aveda. You'd only be mechuyev lemitrak benafshe to do tircha, but you're not mechuyev to lay out money, to spend money, in order to save the guy. Only that's learned out from the extra pasuk. Boy, lisan adam rech, when you're saving a guy's life, sakonis avashis. But for stam sakonis moment, to save the guy's moment, you see you're not mechuyv to hire workers to save the guy. Mefushu gemara, not like the sma. I say zok to beis yakev. Merely pasuk's not like the. Now, who else says this? Baruch Hashem, there's a ponim yafis in Pashas Kiseitzei, who on the Divra Maskel Leisira says the exact same thing. From the exact same raya, brings the same raya to prove that you're not mechuyev to lay out money in order to save someone. As I tied it, the Beis Yaakov and the ponim.
He's getting reimbursed.
Where is here?
Here, but the smas by toil.
Correct, he's getting reimbursed.
So
and the sma nemzon that you are mechuyev. And in that Gemara, you're also getting reimbursed. The Rosh says over there, you're getting reimbursed for the workers that you hire. And nevertheless, in Mavun Gemara, only as the extra pasuk of Zamad Amrech, without it, you would not have to do it. So it's Mefuish, Lechayr from the Gemara, that if it's not Sakonis Nefashis, you're not Mechuyiv to lay out money even to get reimbursed. You don't have that Chiyiv. There's no Chiyiv Hashava B'chai Gavna. And over here, you see you have the Chiyiv Hashava.
Good.
Over there, no. The Rosh says over there, the Gemara is talking about you're going to get the money back.
But it means you don't have to save him if you won't get the money back.
Well, I didn't say that. Then you still have to save him if you don't. But the case of the Gemara is that if the guy has money, he's mechuyev to reimburse you. And even that, you needed an extra pasuk for. Let's move on the Rosh like that. All right. So now you have a Fusha Gemara, not like the Sma. So not like the Sma is something to worry about, for sure. But it's even not like the Hashlam. It's a Rishon. The Rishon didn't miss a Gemara. That's... We have a call. Rishons don't make mistakes. So now we have a problem here. Now we have a Gemara, not like the Baal HaShlama. What are we going to do? How do you stim the two? Here the HaShlama made the Chilek, and here you have a Gemara, Mefush Rekert. So I want to make a following suggestion, and I'll bring you right to the suggestion. Is even if you tell me the Sma's Lomdis, the HaShlama's Lomdis, that you're mechuyev to lay out money when you're going to be reimbursed, that's only when the reimbursement is guaranteed. How is it guaranteed? Simple, I have a mashkin. Because I'm going to save your dvash. Or I'm going to save your chamor, which is considerably worth more than my yayin and my chamor. So, and you promised to pay me, so you better pay me. Oh, you're not going to pay me? No problem, I'll just keep your chamor. It means I'm covered. I'm secure that no problem, I will be covered. I have nothing to worry about. So I have nothing on the line to lose. I've adam chayv mederaisa, to save your item. But in the case where I don't have your mashkin, for example, I'm saving Reuven's life. He promised, Mami swore up and down he's going to reimburse me. That's very nice. But from Kacho Yemeina, you have to bow down a few times. Still, you're going to get paid, right? So he's promising me that he's going to pay me, right? But Lamai Sigiret, if I save the guy's life, oh, he has an excuse, he has to pay utility bills, he's not really up to it, he's not sure he really should kick. Maybe he'll be able to swim himself. You ever have a car accident? The guy, I have this all the time. I mentioned the other night also this week. Guy comes at Bishas Meister, the guy said, I'll pay you, please don't call the police. All of a sudden, he gets home, the guy didn't call, but it's too late. You know, he changed his mind. Yeah, he doesn't have money. I'm not sure he's really high. I'm not sure he's really high. No. I'm not playing this game. I'm not going to risk my money for your benevolence that tomorrow you should want to pay, reimburse me. That's considered a loss. That's considered a risk on my part. I am certainly not mechuyev mederaisa to do that. It's only when I have your item as a mashkin, that's when the sma says a mechuyev mederaisa. So let's play this out. Avada the Gemara has a hava mina that by hatzolus nafashis, you don't have a chiv till we might see mom and to hire poilim. That's because there is no mashkin in that case. When there is no mashkin, avadi not mechuyev to do it. But by hashavis aveda, where you're being meshiv daveda, you're going to save daveda and you'll have the aveda as a mashkin, there was a davar parsha avadi you mechuyev midaraisa to lay out the money even to hire poilim to do. Because you're covered. You'll have the aveda to cover it. It's not a problem. Mamela is very geschmack. The whole Havamina Gemara over there, it's faket. The whole Havamina Gemara is only by a Shavis Guf where there is no Mashkin. And that was only Havamina because we have an extra pasuk like Samana Dam Reacha. But by a Shavis moment, there was not even a Havamina because over there you have a Mashkin. Navadi Mechiv to save. Now, where did I get dream up this chilek? God, it's a geschmack chilek, but it didn't come from me. It's a Nasivis. There's a Nasivis in Shin Gimus, the end of Sif contest, who Mamish makes his. Dava Pashi, then the Pashas. The Gemara Abai says, we need to know this Gemara. The Gemara is that a Shem Mesacha, the Gemara in Tzadik Gimel Mebeit, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, the Gemara says Hashem Esacha, when he's being attacked by robbers, Hayaloi Lakadim Barayim with a Maklas. Lions or robbers are coming, he's Mechuyev to Lakadim Barayim with a Maklas, even Beskar. He's Mechuyev to hire other shepherds and weapons to be able to ward off the attack and shoot the lions or whatever it is and save the Bala Pekadin's item. He's Mechuyev to do it. It's a Gemara. Zokta Nesivis. That's only b'chai gavna, when you'll have the sheep or whatever was entrusted with you, you'll have the pekodin as a mashkin to reimburse. Because if you don't have the mashkin, you don't have the bala pekodin's mashkin to reimburse for the money that you're hiring workers, you're not mechuyev to lay out the money. Because you're going to get maybe a risk. You'll lay out the money and the guy won't pay you. What are you going to do then? Take him to bed, then what are you going to do? So you're not mechuyev to do it. Zakta Nesivis, that whole chiv is only when you have a mashkin to cover all the money that you lay out to hire workers to save. So Nesivis makes this chilek. So late Nesivis chilek, the whole Beis Yaakov's kasha, the whole Panim Yafiz Raya kasha, hebzach nishon, this mazgerech, and over there it's only by a shavet zaguf, where there is no mashkin, that's why you don't have a chiv. But when you have a mashkin, oh. Im kinem advan rabbi said we have another chilek, another teretz of kiveges kasha. Till now I was telling you that kiveges kasha was is that the Reuven wasn't there, so there's no chiv mederaisa, so you can't have the chilek of the sma. And you ask, maybe his wife's there, maybe that should be enough. But like this chilek, I'll tell you even better. Reuven is there, and he says, I don't want to give up my horse. And we tell him, what do you mean mederaisa yemukhiv to give up the horse? So in order for me that I should get the horse and I should run after my Baal Chayv and save my money and collect my Chayv. Reuven's going to say, Reb Yid, let's play this out. You're going to take my horse, collect your Chayv. You promise me up and down that you're going to reimburse me my $10. I don't have that $10. I don't have a mashkin from you. No way. I'm not giving you up my horse. I don't have the Chayv to give up my horse. Bishlam, if Reuven will take his own horse and run after Shimon's loiva and collect the Chayv from Shimon's loiva and have the Chayv, the collection, the payment in his pocket, and he'll go back to Shimon and say, I'm just, you know, taking some to reimburse me, no problem. Then he's covered. But that's not the case. The case that Shimon stole Reuven's horse. Shimon took Reuven's horse to save it, to collect his own Chayv. Reuven is mamish vulnerable. He has no security. He's not mechuyev to lose his own chayiv because Shimon promised to reimburse him. That he doesn't have a chayiv to do because he has no mashkin. Very geshmak. So bezoi, it's going to come out, Rabbi Yisai, another chilek, a posha chilek. Why? But it's not a kasha because over there you can't have the chayiv. The whole chayiv is only when you're covered, when you have a mashkin, when you're doing the hatzala, when you're saving the guy's devash. So you have his dvash as a mashkin. When you're saving his chamor, you have the chamor as a mashkin. But when he's saving his own dvash, he's going to steal the barrel from you to save his own dvash that you don't have a chiv to do. That's only mikoich hatanai bezdin. Because Chazal masakin that even without a mashkin, we want you to save the guy's stuff. Okay, good. Chazal, I hear chesed. Kedai to come on this world to be able to be man and achayit to do a chesed. Kavaldik. But lemaisa geret, I don't have that chiv. It's only outside Tanai Bezdin. So Mamil is telling the machlekes yishayim, riff and rush, if we have a Tanai Bezdin or not. But a chiv midraisa you can't have because you don't have a mashkin. You're not covered. So why do you don't have a chiv midraisa? Very good shmak. All right. Let's play this out. One more shlav of this. And that I'm going to ask a kasha on the sma from a gufusha gemara, almost a gufusha gemara. That gemara of shemesacha, the hayolay lekadim b'raim of amaklois, the gemara is talking about a shemesacha. The rishonim read into the gemara that even by a shemechinim, the same halacha that if a shemechinim spends money, the gemara says clearly only shemesacha has a chiv to spend the money. Not a shemechinim. A shemechinim is not mechuyev to lay out money in order to ward off the attack of the bandits or the shepherds. But the shemechinim read into the Gemara that if a shemechinim would do it, avad he's going to get reimbursed. That's how the shemechinim. Toises, many shemechinim read into the Gemara like that. Sounds like they had a mashmois in the Gemara like that. Good. So now let's go back to that Gemara. The Gemara says lehedya, only a shemesacha has a chiv, and not a shemechinim. A shemechinim is not mechuyev to hire rayim to ward off the attack. Now here I have the Shanim saying Mefurish, teaching the Gemara, that if he would do it, Avad he would get reimbursed. So a Hefzid Maman he doesn't have. He's certainly going to get reimbursed. And he's going to have the mashkin, the sheep that he's saving. He's going to be a mashkin. And yet the Gemara names on that only a Shem Asach is mechiv to do it and not a Shem Achinam. It's mefurush a Gemara that you don't have such a chiv. Because had this been an underlying chiv of Hashavas Aveda, Dame Ocha the chiv of Shem Achinam. Stand, every human being, every yid would have a chiv of Hashavas Aveda to ward off this attack. Spend the money, get reimbursed, and ward off the attack. What's going on? The Elmai's mefurush a Gemara that you don't have a chiv Hashavas Aveda to be higher poilim to do Adzala.
Mefurush.
Probably.
Maybe he doesn't
want
to make a shua.
Oh, how's that? So then you could always say that. He doesn't want to make a shua. So the only mechiv to do when you have Edim. So you're going to say that in the Sma as well? That you only mechiv to... I hear, maybe. I mean, and over here, the Baalim Madiyah, so the Baalim knows. He doesn't have to make a shua. Yeah, we once had such a type of... Good. All right, fine. The Ma'is is L'chayis HaMafur Shigamora. Baruch Hashem, I found the Nesivis Estekasha. Sort of. Don't on Sma, but Stam, he teaches the Gemara. And Sif is in Simu Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Kotten Gimel. Sort of Bavons. What happened to your underlying Chiva Shavas Aveda? So the Sif is Enachanami. You do have a Chiva Shavas Aveda. I have a Fusha Gemara for Kat. Mer says you don't have a Chiv. So the Gemara, no. So the Sif is no. The Gemara just means that if Hashem Echinim didn't hire Royim, you can't fault him and be Mechayiv him for the loss of your sheep. For the loss of the pekodin. Hashem Achsach has a responsibility of Shmira to protect your pekodin. And if he blows that Shmira, then he's mechiv to pay. Hashem Achinam, Enachanami has a chiv mitzad Hashavas Aveda, but not mitzad his din Shmira. Mamel, if he blows it and doesn't pay, you can't fault him for it, so you won't be able to be mechayiv him for the Aitzos. Because Hashavas Aveda, if a guy has a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda and blows the mitzvah, you can't be mechayiv him. I see you aved in the tree, chulila, and I turn a blind eye, and now your aved gets lost. You can't be mechayiv me. Chulila, I mean, the person was over on Issa, he didn't do his mitzvah, a mitzvah deraisa. But you can't fault, he's not Yeshayma. So that's what the Gemara means. Al tilcha shmira, Hashem Achim is not mechayiv to spend money, mamelu, you can't fault him, you can't be mechayiv him if he doesn't hire. But if you want to know, should he hire? He has a chiv to hire, al tashavas aved. I say, zok the nesivis. A blitz chiddush of the nesivis, and God did the divrei mishpat over there in Kuf Chav Ches and in Reish Tzadi Aleph as well, who sort of says it even is machadish more than the nesivis. A blitz. Problem is, if you look through the Taisis and the Rosh and Bava Kam and Ches Amir Aleph and the Radva and the Piskiriyos over there in the Gemara Bava Mesiyah, they're all mashma. It's not just you can't be mechayiv the Shem Achinim if something gets lost. He doesn't have a chiv lechatchili. He's not mechayiv to do it. And nevertheless, if he does do it, he gets reimbursed. So then the kasha is, back to the kasha. So why don't you have a chiv to do it? If you're going to get reimbursed, avad you should have a chiv to do it. A blitz kasha. What's going on? The Gemara Mufaresh is not like the Schilik of the Sma. Baruch Hashem, I found is a Chuvis, Achiez, and Chele Gimel, Simen Vov, Oiz Gimel, and Zayin, that the Achiez brings this Gemara and this Raya as a proof that you do not have a chiv mid the rice of Hashavas Aveda to be mighty mammon in order to save. Yeah, this is his raya. This is his raya that you talk not like the Sma. You do not have a chiv to do it. He says chiv Hashavas. He goes like a different type of angle. He says chiv Hashavas Aveda cannot be greater than the chiv of Shem Mechinam. And you see in that Gemara that Shem Mechinam is not mechuyev to do it. So besides the Hashavas Aveda, you also not mechuyev to do it. And it's a Chuvah Divrei Ma'akil as well. And Chelek Vav Simen Ayin Ches Ois Mem Gimel. Very long Chuvah. Over there he says the same Raya that yes, Hashavas Aveda, you are not mechuyev to be Meitzim Mamen in order to save. Now the Kasha on the Achiezer is now the other way around. Is that, first of all, we have a Machlekes Rishonim, so tonight Bezdin, so l'chay, what happened to that? But let's put Reis HaMagdalet on hold. Let's go to Reis HaMachay, which is where the Smaz Chilek played itself out so beautifully. In Reis HaMachay, it's Mermah Paskin, that you're Mechuyev to give up your job in order to save his Aveda. And here the Achiezer says, you're not Mechuyev to hire Poyolim in order to save his Aveda, because you cannot have that Chiyev. It's a shtickle steer. Here the Rama Paskins and Reis HaMachay, you're mechuyev to give up your job, as long as you get reimbursed. And over there, the Chiyazah said, you're not mechuyev to do it. What's going on? So I would suggest to Chilek is that the Chiyazah was saying that you're not mechuyev to be moitzi mamen. take dollars out of your pocket to hire a poel, that you're not mechuyev to do. But menias harevach, just not to get paid as a salary, that you don't have to be mitzi anything from your pocket. Avad, you're going to have a hefset, but you're going to also get reimbursed from this guy. So at the end of the day, you're going to be made whole. So, and I don't have to take anything out of my pocket to do it, that you'll have a chiyuv. But to actually hire a worker, to be mitzi mamon, to hire a poyelim, that you're not mechuyev to do. Whenever there's a mani, it's a revach, yes, but to hire, to be mitzi mamon, to give up your yayin, to give up your chamor, to be mitzi mamon, that you're not mechuyev to do. That would be one suggestion. Another suggestion, slightly different, I would say, is that, I don't know if he means this, he probably doesn't mean this, but to give up something of my own, now, giving up my wine to be able to collect from you, so now I have to run after you to get that collection, to be busy with it. To give up my chamar to get the collection, I have to be busy with it. To hire workers and then have to be reimbursed by you, I have to be busy with it. I don't want to be busy with it. But over there, where I'm just giving up my job, either way I had to run after someone to get paid, either my employer or you. So my lihai, my lihai. Anyway, I don't have my money. So now I got to get... Here also, I worked for him. I worked for him. I'm saved his chamar, I saved his vash, and he has to pay me. And then maybe you have an automatic, you know, direct deposit, so I don't have to bring my triach. Okay, fine. Okay, that's why the pasha is. Oh, I want to be meisiv one more rabbi. I know we're running out of time here. Just to be messiah mishtikel, is that so? Now we have a sna, we have the chilek, and we discussed before that you only have the chiv of the sna if you're there or if you're covered with a mashkin. And now we have another chilek menias harevach that you're mechuyev to do, but to spend money that achiezer holds, not like the sma seemingly, and you're not mechuyev to do it. But I just want to tell you a nachatrot, and it's pashut by me, and I have a kesser kachin to back it, is that even in the case of the first sheet of the rush, that you're mechuyev to do it al tanai bezdin, when you're going to get reimbursed, or let's say the smas case, when you're only going to lose dollars. So there's no chefes, you don't have nechalei b'shalai. And there too, you're mechuyev to do it because you're going to get reimbursed. That's by me, avdava pashe, that's only if you know for sure you're going, it's totally biyadcha that you have the ability to save his dvash and save his chamar. Whatever else you got to save. Because if not, you're out. The halach we had before in Zivdalit is that if we make the tanai, that you're going to fully reimburse me, and I'm not matzliach, you don't have to fully reimburse me. So if I only have, let's say, an 80% chance I can save your dvash, and you make this tonight with me, on the 20% chance I'm not successful in saving your dvash, what's going to happen? You're going to tell me where to go. You're going to say, no, I'm not reimbursing you for your yayin, you weren't that successful. So then it comes out that my yayin is at risk. I'm not guaranteed a reimbursement on my yayin. So I might have a hefset here. I might have a hefset. I'm not mechuyev to go into a hefset in order to save your aveda. This whole halacha is only when I know for sure that I could save your dvash bederech hateva, or I could save your chamor. Your chamor is drowning. I think I could save your chamor, but I'm not sure. I might not be able to save your chamor. Then I don't have a chiv. Lekuliyam, I can't have a chiv. How could you say I'm a chiv mederaisa to save your animal if I might not get reimbursed? And it's a mefusha kesekotchen. The kesekotchen before in... On the smas, if cotton yud beis, toich dvar, I do want to bring out a line. He says it's only when, shayar latz lohoy api umdeno, you have to be a oimer adas, hatzola kroiver, like kmat evade hatzola, ad shayu mutul mitzad ashoves, mitzis ashoves avede leir al hatzol, aidea tzoy sach shahitzi. You only have the chiv when you have an umdeno that you're going to save it. If you know that you're going to save it, then you have the chiv to save. But if you don't know for sure you're going to save it, then you can't have the chiv because you might end up losing out and you will never get reimbursed. So then you can't have the chiv to save it. The only exception would be if you make it tonight with the Baalim that I'm willing to spill out my wine or give up my chamar to save your chamar and your dvash, that at tonight, that even if I'm not successful, you're going to reimburse me fully for my chamar and my yain. If he does that, yes, then you're fully covered. Only thing is then you still have the other problem. You don't have a mashkin. Because what was your mashkin? Your mashkin was, I'll be able to save the item and have the chamar or his dvash as my mashkin. But if I don't have that as a mashkin, because it's a tzad I won't save, so again, my item's not secured. So if you give me your chosen zega, and you promise that you're going to pay me no matter as a mashkin, the chosen zega is a mashkin, and you promise you're going to reimburse me even if I'm not successful, then yes, then I'll have a chiv to go and try to save. But Tom Menish, I won't have a chiv to try to save. I can't have that chiv. And the veil is worse than... Yeah, but the tzad that I won't save, depending. If I don't save, I bring him back dead, got to have an avela. But the tzad I don't save, I don't bring him back at all. He gets washed up, so that's it. And I won't have anything, so I can't have. Rabbi say, we ran out of time, just a sikum ha'inyan. I know it's a lot of chilukim. I myself am a little confused. Just a sikum ha'inyan. Is that here you have a tnai bezin if you mechuyev to give up something in order to save. It's a machloikis, Rosh and Rif, 2 days in the Ramah. Comes along the Sma, the Bach, and we said it's even the Hashlama preceded them. They hold that Shita is that that's only talking about we have to give up something of yours, so it's Nechale B'Shaloi, that's when there's a Machloikis. But if you don't have to give up something that you attach to, you don't have the rights of the Makash, it's not your chayfetz, it's only money. Or even if it's an item, but the item is oimid l'schayr, so you're really not attached to that item, all it means to you is money, and he's willing to reimburse you, they hold l'kuliyam yimuchiv to save midaraisa, nothing to do with tanai bezin, yimuchiv to save it on a deraisa level. That is the chilek resma. Bamedva memurim is only if you, the matzel, is there. So you could have a chiv on you, medaraisa. If you're not there and it's only your horse is there, or it's only your barrel of wine is there, and Yana wants to help himself to spill out your wine or to take your horse, then he cannot do that. He can't force you on a deraisa dika level because you're not there. You can't have a chiv on something that you're not there. But yes, on a tnai bezin, that will be this machlokes. And yet, the Ramah over there, from, like we said in Shlichas, goes with the first sheet of Arash, that yes, you have a chiv, or so to speak, a tnai bezin that he can help himself and do it. Next, Tosafa, I feel if you are there, if you're not covered with a mashkin, because the guy is saving it by himself, Shimon wants to take your horse to save it by himself, then also you're not mechuyev midaraisa to let him do it, because you're not covered, you don't have a mashkin. Oh, and it's also only out to Tanai Bezdin, and that's vita going to be this machloikis. So you might not have this chiv, because they maybe Kimli, like the Rif, I don't want to do it. I want to pass him like them, so you can't. Maybe he could be tight for his sake, because he's still Kimli like the Rosh. He'll have a fight. Who wins? Called Olam Gova. But each one could say Kimli on his Shita. That's another thing. Then, calls there is Mika Din. But if you do all the Tanai Bezdin, then you could take his item, even if he's not there, and even if he's not secured, even if he doesn't have a mashkin. Tanai Bezdin went all the way. Then Nocha Zach is that even when you do have the Tanai Bezin, even when you have this Chiv Midaraisa, because it's you're not attached, there's no item, it's only Menisa Revak, still, you only Mechiv to do it if you know for sure you have the ability to save. But if you're not guaranteed to save and you're not going to get reimbursed, then you're not Mechiv to do it. Unless the person makes it tonight that he's willing to reimburse you even if you're not successful and make sure to give you a mashkin to cover it. Then you'll be mechuyev. And then you have a svara. Maybe the guy doesn't want to make a shur, which is geshmak. As far as I got to think about it, but that's geshmak. Rabbi Sai, we ran out of time. Belinda Doit Chazayim, we'll finish the sif next week.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.